Welcome back to another podcast. I'm Bob Furring. And with 6,000 residents here at Shadow Hills, we've got people who've done the most remarkable things. We've got great writers, great artists, great performers, and we also have great photographers. The great nice thing about the Camera Club is that they, on an annual basis, open up their best works so that the residents can see and, in fact, buy them if they want. And so two people are representing the Camera Club today, Graham Jones and Beth Mulda. Graham and Beth, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
So we did this last year, and it was quite successful, I understand. What's going to be new this year?
Yes.
Well, we're going to have the whole ballroom this year, so people will be able to spread out and look at things. I think oftentimes it's hard to imagine how much space you need to kind of get back and look at the photos, and so we're very excited.
That's going to be a big step forward. I've been to all three when you were in the hallway and then to the half the ballroom, and this is going to be a major step forward. Giving people some chance to get away from the photo a little bit, not just have to look at it.
Museum style.
Yeah. And luckily, we still will have our raffle, so people can come and enjoy that. And there's no obligation to buy anything. It's totally free.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a good way to acquire some things. And we've got free wine and cheese.
Well, I can't beat that.
No, free is good.
Free is a good price.
Saturday afternoon, and get to see your friends and neighbors.
Yeah.
Well, I know some of the members of the Camera Club. Some of them went to Antarctica last year. Some of them went on safaris.
Correct.
And are those photos going to be shown?
You know, some of the people who did those trips are not exhibiting, unfortunately. But we do have a lot of very wonderful award-winning photos by many of the people that are participating this year. The Date Festival, we continue to take prizes there, and we've got some photographers who've won PSA. I think Mr. Graham.
PSA is the Photographic Society of America, which is actually a worldwide organization. And so, Diane Anderson won a major recognition there. And then Jeff Fire recently. I won one recently. So it's nice to sort of measure ourselves up against everybody
so
in the world.
Do you learn from each other, or have professional photographers come in here and basically brought everybody else up to speed?
Sort of a mix. The Camera Club, we have four major meetings a month. So there's just a common meeting, and that's when we often have speakers. Mm-hmm. And speakers are very often our own club members who are experts in some part of photography. Mm-hmm. We've had outside speakers. But we try to cater to everybody, from absolute raw beginners up to very advanced photographers. So in our other meetings, we have a photo critique session once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not... Critique can sound negative. We try to make this a very positive affair, so people can just put whatever photos they like on the screen, and whoever's in the room, we say, well, this is good, you know, could have done that better, maybe this was different, or people just go, wow, that's a fantastic idea, I'm going to try that.
It's good to have another set of eyes.
And another very important one that I find is we have a mentoring meeting once a month, and that's an open form where you just come into the room, you bring your camera or your gear, and other photographers are there who are probably a little bit more advanced, and you can ask any question you like to get help with your camera, with, I don't know how to do landscapes, so what do I do for portraits? Or, you know, how do I use this setting on the camera? There's all sorts of, it doesn't matter what the question is, we try to answer it. And so this helps people sort of move up.
Well, and there's more to it than you think. I mean, it's rare that a photo that we would see on the wall came straight out of the camera, right?
Most
of them have been enhanced in some way.
Now, I mentioned that there were four. The other meeting, we have what we call a special interest group that focus on Lightroom and Photoshop, and that's for the very more advanced user. who do, a lot of people call it manipulation of photographs. Mm. I prefer to call it enhancing, mm-hmm. and creative enhancing very often. Yeah. So there's many things you can do with a photo that the average person doesn't realize can be done. Mm-hmm. And Beth was mentioning earlier to me, it's like, you know, you take a photo of somebody and there's a lamppost poking out the back of their head.
Yeah.
Well, on this type of software now, you can actually get rid of that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Quite easily,
yeah. So we do the full gamut. We do it from raw beginners to very advanced. What we're really trying to do is appeal to everybody in the community.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We don't want to lock it out and say, well, if you're not good at it, we don't, you know.
Yeah.
No, you come along because you add new ideas, new thoughts, whatever.
About how many members do you have?
About 80?
Yeah, I think we have around 80.
80 members, pretty good showing.
Yeah.
Well, I know, I was at the Southwest Arts Festival last weekend, and there were some nice photos, but I didn't see anything better than what I see in the club. And I thought how much nicer it is to buy from someone you know.
Yeah.
I already have my eye on one. It's the drop coming out of the wine
that's
glass.
Glenn.
You're
Glenn
advertising
Jones.
That somewhere. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out where to put that.
That's right.
That is an awesome
That was
shot.
It's amazing.
By Glenn Jones, our president, did that actually.
Yeah.
And there was actually some very sophisticated equipment to make that happen.
Yeah.
But the you're talking about, you know, you look at people outside and their photos. If you go to the Date Festival that's coming up,
mm-hmm.
we go, as a club, we go every year.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And, in fact, tomorrow we're delivering our batch.
We are.
Yeah.
So we'll...
And typically, our club walks away with half or more of the awards.
Really?
Yeah.
We do.
So approximately how many photos will be shown at the Date Festival?
I'd say 200, maybe 300. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
200 or 300?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's four different categories, 2 black and white and 2 color.
And and now a smartphone category.
And a smartphone one now. It's the first year.
Yeah. And I'll just say, for people who don't want to go out to the Date Festival, but would like a preview of what they can expect.
Yeah.
Graham, I know you've got some on your website, which is GrahamJonesPhotography.com. And there's both Graham's photos, but also photos of his friends who are mostly Camera Club members, I think.
Yeah, but more importantly, there's also the Camera Club itself has a website.
Oh, really?
SCSHCameraClub.com.
Okay, SCSH.
Sun City Shadow Hills.
CameraClub.com. And so if people would like a little preview before they go over to the Montecito, that would be a convenient way to do it.
Yeah.
And the photos on there are being refreshed all the time. Every month we set an assignment. And last month, I think, was in your backyard.
Yeah.
Next month it's...
In your front yard.
No, it's in your street, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so all through the month, people are submitting photos. So whenever you go on the site, you're going to find new photos. But you'll also be able to look in and find a lot of other things in there that if you're really interested in thinking about, well, maybe I should pop along to the club. The calendar is in there, and you can see what's running on any given day, any month, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And we have photo shoots where we go out. We just went to Temecula a couple weeks ago, and we go all over.
This month we're going
We've
to Morton's Cactus.
So baby steps for someone who had just moved into the community might be go to the website, take a look at the photos, go to the exhibit, meet some of the other people who are in the club and see what they're doing.
Yeah.
Right.
And then if you're interested, follow up and join the club.
Come and preview.
Actually, I forgot to mention on the website, there's also a section for education and training. So there are very nice pieces in there about doing resizing photos, getting colors right, doing all sorts of stuff with, and there are sometimes there are videos in there are slideshows, text, there's all sorts of stuff. So if you're a beginner and you want to just, you feel a bit nervous about it, you can read through this stuff and that'll help you.
And I think people who come to the exhibit will find that the photographers are very friendly. They love to talk about how they got a shot or what they do. So even if you aren't sure whether you're going to buy something, come on in and talk with everybody.
Have some wine.
Have some wine and cheese and see if you can win a raffle prize. And we really, really enjoy talking with people and sharing what we know.
Great. So. Well, I enjoy having you on the podcast every year, and you're growing, and it looks to me, anyway, like the quality of the photos are growing, too.
I think so. I really do.
For the audience, take advantage of this opportunity. There are some wonderful artists here, and it's going to be March 1st in the Montecito Ballroom from
Thursday.
1 until 5 in the afternoon.
Right.
So turn out and say hello to everybody.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you're enjoying this podcast, please tell a friend. The way the audience is growing is word of mouth around here. And so with that, until next time, bye-bye.